Good morning, everyone. My name is Marcus from Ventris House Church, and I'll be leading us through the One Lent devotional today. I'll just be reading from the opening prayer of from the app. Dear Heavenly Father, help me to be a living sacrifice. I confess that so often I conform to this world rather than allow myself to be transformed by the renewal of my mind through you. I need transformation. Help me to be like the widow. Giving you out of my poverty rather than out of my plenty. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll be watching a video that takes us through Mark chapter 12, verses 35 to 44.
And as Jesus taught in the temple, he said, "How can the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? David himself in the Holy Spirit declared, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord. So how is he his son?" And the great throng heard him gladly. And in his teaching, he said, "Beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplaces and have the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums. And a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on."
I'll be reading from the devotional from the app. The scribes brought another tricky question to Jesus, seeking to gain the admiration of the crowd by outwitting him on a technicality. Jesus dismissed them with this authoritative grasp of scripture, but he also called them out on their sin. They studied and memorized the scripture, but in their hearts, they are more interested in the praise of men. Unsurprisingly then, they made a public show of their works of righteousness, including their giving. But Jesus pointed to a poor widow who put two small copper coins into the collection. This, he explained, was the mark of discipleship, inward richness to God. That does not mean that as Christians, we are called to give away all our possessions, but we are called to give all of our life to the Lord. And I'll be reading from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 8. "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them, if prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness." So I'd just like to spend a bit of time this morning really reflecting upon the story of the poor widow. It's a story that all of us have heard, you know, probably thousands of times. And if you recall from the story, Jesus observed two groups of people giving an offering. First group is basically a group of rich people giving out of their abundance. And there's a second group or a person, which is the poor widow who gave just two small copper coins. And Jesus, when observing these offerings, is not saying that the rich people are doing a bad thing by offering a large amount out of their abundance. But what he is saying is that in comparison, the poor widow has done more than them, that she is the model example for what really pleases Jesus. Now, bear in mind that she is a poor widow, which suggests she has no backup plan, no husband, potentially no family to lean on for support if she gives everything. She is, from a worldly perspective, on her own. We also know for a fact from scripture that Jesus said she put in everything that she had, all she had to live on. She would have nothing to purchase food until she finds work or until God provides. Two small copper coins at that time was actually the same amount the temple authorities would give to the poor to buy bread for the day. Now, given the circumstances, it would seem like a perfectly acceptable option for the widow to give one of the coins as an offering and keep the other coin to at least obtain half of a ration of food. And based on the thinking of this world, this would probably be the safer or more rational option to take. But the widow made a different decision. She made the decision to fully trust in God as the ultimate provider. And brothers and sisters, if you were in the widow's shoes, what would you have done? And as I was reflecting upon this, honestly speaking, as a practical, logical choice, I could see myself seriously, seriously considering keeping one of the coins. But God wants to change the way we think. As it says in Romans 12:3, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. The story of the poor widow actually presents us with three scenarios to consider. The first scenario is we can be like the rich people, giving to God our surplus out of convenience. The second scenario is we can be giving to God one of the two copper coins, giving to God what inconveniences us. And the third scenario is we can be giving to God like the poor widow, both copper coins, giving to God which requires us to take a leap of faith, giving to God which requires us to take a godly risk and to trust in him fully. My friends, if you've been at SP long enough, you know that church has always been built on the back of sacrifice. It is off the back of the brothers and sisters who have been willing to inconvenience themselves in terms of their resources, their time, their energy, that we have been able to build this body at SP over the past 18 years. But I do feel like God is telling us this is the season for something more, for both SP and for our own personal lives. This is a season not to just give one copper coin, but both copper coins. Just as Jesus did not give half of his life, he gave his whole life to save us. This is the season for us to give God our everything. This is the season to take godly risk so that we can move towards greater God-centeredness. Brothers and sisters, just reflect upon your past year. What have you been giving to God in terms of your finances, your time, your energy, your ministry, and above all else, your heart? What have you been giving to God? If you find yourself realizing that you have only been willing to do what is convenient, I challenge you to do what is inconvenient. If you have already been doing what is inconvenient, I challenge you to take the godly risk and have the faith of the poor widow to give both copper coins. As Pastor Benjamin preached during the 18th anniversary message, the next stage always requires a greater risk. Destiny is determined by knowing the next risk and willingness to take that risk. Let us not become so comfortable that we become risk adverse. Brothers and sisters, I pray this morning that you and I will have the courage to lay down all aspects of our lives and do what is required to take a leap of faith, whether that's in our personal lives, our ministry lives, our finances, or our workplaces. I pray that we will take that leap of faith towards the next stage of God-centeredness. So I'd like to invite Thaddeus up for a time of worship. And as we go through our time of worship, I'd just like to close our eyes and also just close both of our fists and imagine that you have a copper coin in each hand. As we sing the worship song, have an honest conversation with yourself. Now, if you're willing to inconvenience yourself for the Lord, then open up one of your hands like you are offering one of the copper coins to God. If you're willing to take a leap of faith and stretch yourself even further for God, to take godly risks that you may be highly uncomfortable with, then open up your other hand as well as you are offering both copper coins to God. If for whatever reason you're struggling to open up one or both hands, that's okay. But ask Holy Spirit to come speak to you now, to reveal to you what is holding you back and what you need to do. Maybe that's inner healing. But God wants you to walk into the fullness of what he has in store for you. Let's worship.
I will offer up my life in spirit and truth, pouring out the oil of love as my worship to you. In surrender I must give my every part. Lord, receive the sacrifice of a broken heart. Jesus, what can I give? What can I bring to so faithful a friend, to so loving a king? Savior, what can be said? What can be sung as a praise of your name for the things you have done? Oh, my words could not tell, not even in part, of the debt of love that is owed by this thankful heart. You deserve my every breath, for you've paid the great cost, giving up your life to death, even death on a cross. You took all my shame away, there defeated my sin, opened up the gates of heaven, and have beckoned me in. Jesus, what can I give? What can I bring to so faithful a friend, to so loving a king? Savior, what can be said? What can be sung as a praise of your name for the things you have done? Oh, my words could not tell, not even in part, of the debt of love that is owed by this thing. Jesus, what can I give? Jesus, what can I give? What can I bring to so faithful a friend, to so loving a king? What can be said? What can be sung as a praise of your name for the things you have done? Oh, my words could not tell, not even in part, of the debt of love that is owed of the dead. Of the debt of love that is owed, of the debt of love that is. by this thankful heart.
Thank you, Pastor Nate. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that our physical church would not become the constraints of our spiritual activities, but give us a heart to reach out to our city in this season. Send us to those who need you in this hour, to places where these people are. Help your church to flow like a river throughout our city. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's move to our community prayer. Let's just spend some time lifting up our brothers and sisters and family and loved ones who are going through cancer and chemo and radiation therapy and surgery. Let's just spend some time and lift them up. Let's pray for friends and loved ones who are suffering through illnesses, but also need salvation. Let's pray for just not just physical healing, but also spiritual healing. Let's pray for friends and family who have who have different illnesses, Lord God. And let's just pray for healing, for God's healing to be upon them. Let's lift up those who are looking for work. Let's pray for God to open the right doors for our brothers and sisters who are looking for work. Let's lift up the prayer items for today. Let's lift up Hong Kong. Let's lift up the government, the wealth gap, revival in Hong Kong, all the churches in Hong Kong, Sports Services International. Pray for Shanti, or Godwin and Rebecca, YWAM, Sons and Daughters of Janice, Stand Asia, Mother's Choice, the Hong Kong Korean Church, all the students in Hong Kong, domestic helpers, and all the families in distress. Let's spend some time and lift up our city. Let's also just lift up all our staff. You know, they've been serving tirelessly behind the scenes, making the church run even during this time when we're only on online service. Let's just lift up, you know, all our staff. Just pray for energy and covering over them and their families. Let's pray for our hospitality ministries, the welcoming and barista. Let's just pray that even though we cannot physically meet at the sanctuary right now, that people who visit SP would feel welcome, that we'd be able to reach out to them, we'll be able to connect them to our body. And finally, let's also just lift up the worship, sound, and AV teams. Just pray for everything to go smoothly during Sunday services, for the Lord to just cover all the members of the worship, sound, and AV teams. And yeah, let's just lift them up. Let's just close in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this morning. Thank you we can come together to just listen to your word and to worship and to just pray for our community, Lord God. Father, I just pray for all of us, those that we will be willing to inconvenience ourselves that we would have the faith of the poor widow to open up both of her hands to give both copper coins to the Lord. Father God, I just pray that you'll give us that courage, you'll give us that wisdom to rely on you fully in every part aspect of our lives. So we just lift up the rest of this day to you. We love you. We pray all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great rest of the day, everyone.